So why don't we take, 10 or 15 minutes here? I think that'll be long enough for
that'd be perfect.
A good transformation for the physiology to take place.
Good.
And what we'll do is I'll just preface this guided meditation or prayer with the disclaimer that there'll be a lot of silence during the call, and if a listener is feeling some shifting for the physiology and it's in any way uncomfortable, just know that sometimes the body does purify on a physical level very quickly as a result of the energetic input. And so it's good at that point to lie down. And for most people, the experience should just be one of bliss, one of expansion, and hopefully one of reawakening or remembering that source consciousness that is your own.
Sounds wonderful. I'm ready.
Good.
I don't want to lay down, though, because I won't be able to sit up again and continue the show.
Good. So I'll be sitting up, too.
Okay, good.
Good. So what I'll do is encourage everyone just to close the eyes and any distractions in the environment, if possible, just to put them away, and if not, then just close the eyes and enjoy. And we'll go into silence for a few moments here. Very good. Just gently bringing the awareness and any thoughts that you're having, if you care to, bring the awareness to your heart. The heart means not just the physical heart, not the bones, not the tissues. Here we are going beyond physical form and even going beyond energetic form, beyond the meridians, beyond the chakras, beyond the heart chakra, which is a very real and important element of physiological functioning. Here we are coming home to the home, the permanent home of divine awareness. In this unbounded abode of Mother Divine, or Infinite God Awareness, we have the junction point of the infinite unmanifest and infinite manifest creation. The human physiology, Divine Mother says, is the ideal vehicle for enjoying all of creation, all of multidimensional creation, including this one, right here, and right now. You see the gentle return of awareness from the head cavity to that cave of God in the heart. Is almost an illusion because the awareness has not actually ever left your heart. Divine Mother says, think of your heart as the seat of the infinite light of God, because it is the literal seat of the infinite light of God. The God presence you have always sought eternally resides here, beyond the physical body, beyond the multidimensional energetic body, is that junction point of unmanifest and manifest. And in manifesting creation, this infinite light, intelligence, and power of the Divine Self projects itself through multidimensional physiology into that seat of the individual self, the head cavity, the mind. Think of the mind not as something that needs to be changed or needs to be taught, but as a crystal prism. For this is actually the very design of the mind. The mind takes the infinite unified light of the Divine Self, and like any good crystal, breaks it into the full color spectrum. From the one come the many. It It is the mind's job to perceive diversity. It is not the mind's job to perceive unity. The infinite intelligence of your own awareness residing in the heart . This is the seat of your great power. It is the seat of your divine identity, as described by human physiology. To come home to this reality, is the blossoming of your awakening. For what is more important than awakening to the reality that you are not only a great player in the play, you are the creator of the play. And the play itself. Divine Mother says, think how practical the application of this wisdom is. Besides the immediate transformation on physical and other vibrational levels of physiology, your great awareness, your great infinite awareness, is no longer tied to that limited identity of the mind. To think that you are your thought, to think that you are your mind, is as arbitrary and as unhelpful as thinking that you are your pinky or your toe or your hand or your arm. You are this, yes, but you are so much more. You are the wholeness. This is the reality this is not an intellectual process or construct. This is the reality. Now taking just a minute or two to open the crown of the spine and the crease in the pelvic structure. This reconnects human physiology with its most important aspect, earth physiology. Good.
That's very beautiful.